Now, what is that abstraction? It's a simple terms meaning concentrating on the essentials and ignoring the details. Now, it is a process of generalization by reducing the information content of a concept or an observable phenomenon in order to retain only information which is relevant for the particular purpose. There are multiple levels of abstractions. At the highest level of abstraction, a solution is stated in broad terms using the language of the problem environment. At lower levels of abstraction, a more detailed description of the solution is provided. ERP applications are the large complex systems and can be made understandable by decomposing them into models. When viewed from the outside, each model should be simple, with the complexity hidden inside. So abstraction maxim is simplicity is good, complexity is bad. So there are two kinds of abstraction, procedural abstraction and data abstractions. What is a procedural abstraction? It is a separation of the logical properties of the action from the details of how the action is implemented. It refers to the sequence of instructions that have a specific and limited function. An example would be with the word enter for a door. The procedural abstraction implies the instruction and functions that specific details are suppressed, implemented with the knowledge of the object that is associated with the enter. For example, open door, walk to door, reach out, then grasp knob, turn the knob, pull door, etc. So the door may be opened by the switch, a card, manually or automatically by the sensors. So these details are not relevant for entering. An opening of the door could be a door of a castle, fridge, a house door or a cupboard. So for each object or each item, the sequence will be different. And that sequence, you have to take it in terms of an procedural abstract. Speaking about data abstraction, it is a separation of a logical properties of data from the details of how data are represented. Now, data abstraction is a named collection of data that describes a data object. Now, in the context of procedural abstraction, one can define data abstraction called door. Okay. So, word open is open what? Door. Now, data abstraction for door open would compass a set of attributes that describe the door. Example, manufacturer, then its door type, then what is the door material, swing direction, is it left, right, how much is the weight, and then it is a push-pull mechanism, does lights coming on, so etc. etc. These are various things. So in a data abstraction, our focus is on the problem's data rather than the task to be carried out. So I would like to share one example here that how you can play with the data. Now this data, let me provide you another example of the real practical production environment. Now in the production environment, this industry was a BPO industry. In this BPO industry, there is something called as a disposition of the particular call. So whenever the call is completed, the disposition. Now disposition happens in various forms. So a customer represents you when the call is finished, they will dispose it or not interested. And the second is an interested. Now, if he's interested, well and good, the person goes ahead and takes ahead at the completion of the sale or maybe completion of a task. Now, I'm trying to describe the task is carried out based on this particular call, disposition call. So if it is not interested, then why it is not interested? What is the purpose? Not interested maybe could be reason the person is at all irritated, the person doesn't like the product, or there is some other reason. So there are different multiple options can come about not interested. So could be a genuine reason or a non-genuine reason, could be a fraud or a non-fraud, could be a wrong number or maybe a wrong category. So these are the not interested formalities, and one can have multiple disposition depending on the situation of the particular call, a particular call or the person or the trying to sell the product. Now, in this particular statistics or the situation of this particular problem of the data, it is categorized into multiple options. Now what we did here is that our programmer, okay, now before this programmer we were able to do some kind of a data analysis, and that's based on the data analysis we were able to design. So what we did is very simply, we were ready to write a code. Our program was ready, so we had made a design, and in the design we had indication that let us go to the database, categorize the not interested option in that not interested and interested. Now in that not interested, there was one of the category which was very important. The person is interested but not for this particular product. So this disposition was captured. So when he was, he was interested in the sale is closed. So when the sale is closed, need not to call him again, it doesn't make any sense. The sale which is not closed or the task which is pending, the task was categorized. And we were able to put down that category into 2-3 options. So when we made, let's say we did a 3 options. In these 3 options, we applied this option is applicable for this kind of a product. Second option applicable for another level of product. And third option was applicable for a third level of product. So this analysis was done in 3 different categories. So once the analysis was done in 3 different categories, we pulled out that database from that particular table, and when the new what was more useful for us is that we were able to run some different campaign, and in that campaign we called such leads, and now these leads which were called with that specific category, the executive or the representative was able to really pinpoint of the closure of the sale faster, the conversion rate was higher. You mean to say we were able to categorize that this particular person, he was interested in terms of his future planning of XYZ items, or his future wish list, or his future opinions. So when we captured this thing, we were able to reach that same kind of customer for the similar requirement. And that has boosted the sales, which was recorded, which has moved from 2% to 80%. Can you see this logical jump? So when this moved was happened for the specific for the supervisor category, and this particular example was a very simple analytics, our data analytics and categorizing the data in a new table, and nothing but writing a small piece of a script, and that script was nothing but you pull the table, pull that category and make that available to the representative. When it's made for the available, the representative has nothing to do, look for the category and select that reach customer and dial the customer, and that is to create an increase in the conversion rate. Was such a high conversion rate, the sales boosted like anything, and the vendor or the customer, he was delighted in terms of the how can you increase such a conversion of the sales with such a high value of conversions. So the more important was we had a programmer ready, we had a design concept ready, we just applied and embedded that particular small modular piece of software into the existing software. Why it was we were able to do it? Because the expert, he was the expert in terms of embedding the program, which was written into the VBL script, and that VBL script was embedded into the same program, and just calling instruction was placed to pop up and play. Yes, here what happens is that we were trying to override the annual maintenance contract terms by not following the company, the software owner's guidelines, but our business was able to draw more profits just by writing a small piece of code and embedding. This is only possible if you have got a right designer, a willingful intention and a positive thought in terms of making a copy of the software and rewriting the code and embedding the code and making it functional for the business. So this is one of the good involvement, how you can play with the data and make sure that a small design concept can lead to a business impact, a good business impact. So how we can take ahead this abstraction into the architecture? Architecture refers to the overall structure of the software and the ways in which the structure provides the conceptual integrity for the system. So in its simplest form, architecture is the hierarchical structure of program modules, the manner in which these components interact, and the structure of data that are used by the components. Like any civil engineering structure, software must have a solid foundation. Another point is that failing to consider key scenarios, design for common problems or to predict the long-term consequence of a key decision can put the development work at risk. Poor architecture can make the software unusable, produce more bugs during coding phase, and it is hard to support the development for future business requirement. The architecture design is an important phase of which whole development process, the full consideration of user requirement, business goal, and the system ability. It draws a blueprint for the later work. At this stage, all the key scenarios are outlined in a great detail. So scenarios are outlined in a great detail. Some questions that need to be answered are, how will the user be using the application? How the features of the application will benefit the user? How can the application be designed to be maintainable to meet the development schedule? So an ideal architecture would be perfect conversation between the business requirement and the technical requirements, leading to implementation of those requirements by programming the software. So the architecture can be designed with the future evolution in mind, so that it will be able to adapt the requirements that are not fully known at the start of the design process. Key is to rebuild or build software for the change instead of building to the last. There will be always be a new requirement and feedbacks. Now, architecture design can be represented using number of different models. So how these models will be, from moving from structural model, representing the architecture as an organized collection of program components. Then next comes the framework model, where you increase the level of design abstraction by attempting to identify repeatable architectural design patterns. So that are encountered in similar types of application. Then there is a which addresses behavioral aspects of the program architecture, indicating how the structure or a system configuration may change as a function of external events. Now, design for a development process models focus on the design of the business or a technical process that a system must accommodate. And functional models can be used to represent the functional hierarchy of the system. So, coming to a modularity concept. Now, in a modularity, like, it is the degree to which software can be understood by examining the components independently of each other or one another. Modularity refers to the extent in which a software or web application can be divided into smaller modules. Monolithic software cannot be easily understood due to complexity of the control paths, span of reference, and the number of variables, etc. Whereas the software is divided into separately named and addressable components referred to as modules. So basic principle is to divide and conquer. That is, dividing the problem into manageably small pieces where each piece can be solved or modified separately. So the pieces need to be related to the application and cannot be independent. They must communicate. So this is very important in terms of the modular process. So modularity provides greater software development manageability. Modules are divided amongst teams based on functionality, and programmers need not to get involved with the functionalities of other modules. New modules may be easily programmed in a separate modules. Now, besides reduction in cost and flexibility in design, modularity offers other benefits, such as augmentation, that is adding new solution by merely plugging in a new module. Information hiding. So it is the hiding of the design decisions in a computer program that are most likely to change, thus protecting other parts of the program from change if the design decision is changed. Modules are designed to that information contained within a module. It is inaccessible to other modules that have no need for such information. Encapsulation is most often used interchangeably with the information hiding. You know, in simple terms, information hiding is the principle and encapsulation is a technique. A software module hides information by encapsulating the information into a module and other constructs which presents an interface. So what is a functional independence? Now functions are designed with a single-minded function and minimum interaction with other functions. So when a module has a design function or a single function to perform, it is easier to achieve its objective. No two modules ideally have the same function to be achieved. So that gives rise to something called as functional independence. Now in this functional independence, it is also a key to any good design due to. So what are the reasons? Error isolation. A functional independence reduces error propagation. If a module is functionally independent, its degree of interaction with the other module is less. Therefore, any error existing in a module would not directly affect other modules. The scope of reuse. Now, since each module does some well-defined and precise function, and the interaction of the module with the other modules is simple and minimal, a cohesive module can be easily taken out and reused in a different program. Understandability. Complexity of the design is reduced because different modules can be understood in isolation, as modules are more and less independent of each other. Now there are two qualitative criteria to assess the functional independence. One is coupling and another is cohesion. Now coupling is a degree to which module is connected to other modules in the system. It is an indication of interaction between the modules. So you have got a coupling between the two modules. So even what each of the modules are going to function independently and then communicate based on the end result. What is cohesion? The cohesion is a degree in which module performs one and only one function. So it is an indication of a functional strength of the module. So you had seen cohesion and the is that coupling. Now let us go through the summary. Now before going through a summary, let me review one more thing, is that practically there was an example I have it to share with you, is that when you see about all these functions of the design, the flexibility is much more important if you want to evolve the same software design into and give it shape into a new complex software, but it is a simplified version. Into when you say complex version means it will be bigger software. So it, when all these modules make it a bigger software, the design plays a very much important role. So one of the practical example I have in terms of sharing with you, that if the flexibility is applied properly, the such errors doesn't pop up. Now I have an example to share where the errors are. It was one of with the software program which was used for the CRM purpose. CRM is nothing but customer relationship management. Now in this CRM, this particularly is applied to the a BPO industry, business process outsourcing, or a call center industry you can call. Now this piece of software was developed at the international level. Now this software was meant to support interoperability, and as well as it has to be flexible. When you say interoperability, means trying to connect with the multiple switches. Switches are nothing but which helps you in terms of connecting a call from one location, from and call origination to the call destination. So when the call is getting connected from source to destination, apart from other challenges, the software keeps on tracking all the information. So in a telecommunication industry, there are different lines. A single copper line can take care of the more than 10 to 30 lines or 30 calls in a time. So the term was used as a Piera line and somewhat like this. So in industry, we have different terms in the Indian industry and another different term which is used into the international industry. So the product was made flexible, interoperable, but due to small bug, a bug was nothing but it was an error which came while doing a modular design. Now this modular design were done from other place where one of the designer has made the code which was only fitted for to the US industry standards. So US industry standards, they have got a channeling system, something called is it 23 to 24 channels at a time. And in Indian context, the channels are little more enhanced and they are termed into the 30 channels. So I'm just putting this very simplified form. So when this particular designation was done for 24 channels and it was made interoperable for Indian standard for 30 channels, it was what was happening, the moment the 23rd call is to get fired, it is to develop the noise across the whole all calls. Okay, and we have to go through a complete system to identify that where was the fault. The fault was not nowhere with the external system, nowhere with the external hardware system. The fault, we were able to find out and drill down to the level of a module where the selection, when the selection was done, that okay, you follow the US standards, which is 23 channels. The moment this selection was done in the configuration window, all the problems got sorted out. So can you understand, with a different set of understanding, with a different team of engineers, and interoperability was adopted, but it never worked. So this is one of the good example that when the feedback was given, the new design came, which was with an update and upgrade patch, where all these things were resolved. So what I want to say, this gives a very strong example in terms of a software design, software model context, very much important. Coming back to the summary of this chapter, a software design is a meaningful engineering representation of some software product that has to be built and moving from the problem domain to the solution domain. So design process focuses on four major areas of concern: data architecture, interface, components. Each of the element of the analysis model, that is data, class, flow, and behavioral products, information, that is necessary to create design models. Design is a place where quality needs to be embedded in software engineering and provides representation of the software that can be assessed for the quality. Abstraction in the design is a technique in which unwanted details are not included and only the needed information is given. So in the highest level of abstraction, the solution is stated on a general terms. Procedural abstraction separates the logical properties of the action from the details of how the action is implemented, while data abstraction separates logical properties of data from the details of how the data are represented. Design architecture is the overall hierarchical architecture of the software and the ways in which the structure provides conceptual integrity for the system. Encapsulation and information hiding are two concepts that are used in modular designing that helps in making changes in some model during the testing or later with minimal impact on other modules or code. So it is important to design modules such that modules has a specific functional requirements. So the functional independence is achieved by high cohesion and low coupling. Cohesion is a measure that defines the degree of interdependability within the elements of the module. So coupling is a measure that defines the level of interdependability amongst the module of the program. Design is never one step process. Stepwise refinement is the top down design strategy. In each step, one or several instructions of a given program are decomposed into more detailed instructions. Thank you very much. I hope these are some of the summarized best practices will definitely guide you in terms of becoming a good practitioner as well as a quality expert and a software designer. So thank you very much. We will see the next chapters with the new classification and new kind of strategies. Thank you.